Hi, Carlos Patara here. A few days ago, I recorded a video about young couples that come to my office thinking about getting married, and they want to know the best immigration path to follow because one spouse is from another country, one lives here in the United States, and they want to figure out which way to go. Should they go through a fiancé visa or should they go through a marriage-based visa? Of course, in some cases, they don't know their options, and it's the first time they hear of either one. But in any event, in that video, I discussed some legal concerns. I also stated that I would discuss some practical, personal concerns. However, I was remiss, and I missed that. So that was a fair question that was sent to me by one of the viewers of that video. They asked me, well, can you tell us what are some of the personal concerns that you mentioned might overlay the legal concerns? Well, this is that follow-up video. This is part two on which path you should choose if you want to immigrate someone from another country that you're deeply and madly in love with. So let's go, let's get started with that. There are three major issues. I've categorized them as speed of marriage, place of marriage, and life in the United States. Speed of marriage is basically how soon do you want to get married. Some couples want to get married and start their life right now. They're like, it's like an urgent matter. They don't want to wait. They don't want to delay things. They want to move on it right now. As I discussed in video one, there's a difference between when the petitioner, the sponsor, is a citizen versus a lawful permanent resident. Well, with the U.S. citizen petitioner sponsor, a quicker approach may be possible. Usually, when the petitioner or the sponsor is a lawful permanent resident, it's going to take more time. If the immigrant fiancé is here in the United States, the question then is, are they here legally within the terms of a visa, and did they enter legally? Those are two questions that have to be addressed. If not, then most likely the immigration process is going to have to involve that person going back home. So speed in that situation, even if the couple wants to go as fast as possible, is not going to be speedy. It's still going to be a more timely process. In other situations, the couple's fine with waiting. It could be an immigrant spouse here in the United States on a temporary visa, such as going to school or a tourist visa, they're visiting relatives here, and they plan to go home. And in fact, they want to go home because they have business or school or family or other things that they need to take care of in their home country. And or maybe they just want more time to get to know their American fiancé. Maybe they only met within the last year, or maybe even a year and a half. Maybe they're a little older and they're like, wait a minute, I've been through marriage before, so I want to be more cautious this time. So let's take more time to get to know each other. Well, in that case, the immigrant fiancé is more likely than not going to return home, and the process is going to go through consulate processing, and it's going to take a while to run its course, but the couple is okay. They're not in that rush mood. A second concern is place of marriage. With some cultures, it's very important that they get married in their home country. It's very important that they do it along specific religious or cultural traditions, because that's the way they were raised and that's important to them. In that case, they're going to want to get married in their home country. So that's going to mean that, well, then we're not going to file for a fiancé visa because we're going to get married in our home country. So we're going to go through the consular processing method of getting a green card. The American spouse will file for me. I'll go through my green card interview here in my home country. Then I'll go to the United States. So the place of marriage could be important. On the other hand, if it's a U.S. citizen, petitioner, a U.S. citizen spouse in the U.S., and they want to marry a fiancé from another country, and the fiancé from another country is okay with the idea of getting married in the U.S., then they might go ahead and file the fiancé visa. They might go to fiancé via a visa route, and then they'll come to the United States, and within 90 days of being here, they get married here in the United States. So the place of marriage could override which decision you make. If you want to stay home, if the immigrant spouse wants to stay home, then most likely you're going to opt for going through the consular processing route. If the fiancé visa process is open to the couple and the immigrant fiancé is okay with getting married in the United States, then they would probably go the fiancé visa route, especially if in that situation they want to be together sooner. The fiancé visa is going to make that happen more than consular processing marriage-based visa. A third issue is personal concerns. Sometimes immigrant fiancé says, when I get to the U.S., I want to be able to work right away. If that's the case, then a fiancé visa won't work, because a fiancé visa, again, is such that you apply for the fiancé visa. When it's granted, the immigrant fiancé gets to come to the United States, and within 90 days, they can get married. Once they're married, the United States citizen spouse can file to adjust that immigrant fiancé, who's now a spouse of the U.S. citizen, for the green card, for permanent residency. And they go through a process called adjustment of status. But that's going to take several months. It's not going to happen right away. It's a double process, fiancé visa, adjustment of status. Whereas if, on the other hand, the immigrant fiancé says, I want to arrive and be able to work right away, then they're going to go through the consular processing route, for the simple reason that when the immigrant fiancé arrives in the U.S., they'll have been married already, and they arrive with a green card. They arrive with permanent residency status. They arrive with the ability to work day one in the United States. Another type of personal concern that comes up in some cases has to do with same-sex marriages. If it's a same-sex relationship, then the U.S. fiancé may want to bring the immigrant fiancé to the United States under a fiancé visa for the fact that perhaps in the immigrant fiancé's country, home country, it's taboo to have same-sex marriages. In fact, it's not legal. And so the only way for them to have a legal relationship, a legal marriage, is to come through the fiancé visa process, get married in the United States where same-sex marriages are allowed, and then adjust the immigrant fiancé. Those types of personal concerns will affect which route the individuals take, which route the couple takes. So the speed of marriage could affect the decision to go to apply for a fiancé visa versus a marriage visa. The place of marriage, where they want to get married, could affect the marriage visa or the fiancé visa choice. And then, of course, if there's certain factors why a person, like the ability to work right away or same-sex preferences, those types of issues would affect the choice. And those types of practical concerns, as I noted in my previous video, will often override the legal concerns. So even if a couple could get married here in the United States, the cultural concern of getting married in their home country may override that. So hopefully I've cleared that up. And I've answered the question that was asked of me. I apologize for not getting to this in that other video. But you're probably actually lucky, because now the videos are divided in two and they're not so long. So you probably can concentrate better because they're a little shorter. But anyway, I hope Now, these questions have helped clarify a little more the fiancé versus the marriage-based visa petition processes. I hope that they enable you to make the best possible decision for you and the love of your life.